lottery. A lot of us wish we were getting to watch golf on the weekends right now. We wish we were watching this guy on our TV every weekend. Brent Snedeker joins us now. Sneds, I'll ask you, how are you and your family staying busy? I noticed one of the things you're doing is fishing, and I've been envious of what you've been pulling out of your lake.
Yeah, you know, I thought I'd do my part to social distance ourselves from everybody else. So we kind of been at our farm fishing a lot, and hang out with the kids. It's been a quality time together. It's kind of a crazy time. Obviously, everybody's going through it, and kind of weird to be unemployed for the foreseeable future. So just trying to enjoy some time at home with the wife and the kids, and try to be, you know, do our part to stay away and not spread this coronavirus that's going around.
Well, Brant, take us back to when you guys on the tour kind of first heard about everything. And for a little while there, you guys were one of the only events in that first weekend that was still on. And then that changed. So kind of take us back through the process of all of the information coming to you guys on tour.
Yeah, it was obviously, it kind of was like a bunch of dominoes falling in a row. You know, we had the NBA cancel first, obviously. We were playing the event, our Players' Championship, probably one of our biggest events of the year. And we were kind of caught on Wednesday night on what to do. Should we play? Should we not play? We're one of the few sports where, you know, we're outdoors. We can kind of contain ourselves in the fact that we're not really close to anybody else. The problem with us is the fans, everybody being there, having 30,000 people on the golf course, even though we're outside, there's still people around. You know, everybody be around 17. And it created this issue of, okay, well, we think we're okay, but we don't really know. And, you know, I think the tour made the right decision after playing Thursday. We were supposed to play Friday, Saturday, Sunday with no crowds. But we still had volunteers. We still had TV personnel there. We still had a lot of the people that were there kind of helping us stage the event. So at that point, we had to do what the tour had to do what they thought was right, which was a smart move, as you'd rather be safe than sorry, you know. And so they made the call on Thursday after the round, Thursday night, really pretty late after talking to some of the players and realizing, you know, it's a lot bigger than us right now. This is a huge pandemic, obviously a world problem. And we have players from all over the world, from Japan, China, Asia, all over Asia, all over South America playing. So we had to worry about them getting home, seeing their families, and it became a much bigger issue or bigger problem than just playing golf. What you figured out.
So based on all of those elements that you just outlined, Brant, you don't think that there's a discussion that could be had within the leadership group of the PGA Tour that could come up with a way to do like a TV only tournament?
I think there is. Yeah, I mean, I think we will probably be the first sporting event back. If I was using my head here for a second, thinking, okay, we can stage an event without volunteers, without spectators, put it on TV, kind of go on our business as usual with the players and caddies all sign off saying, yes, it's okay. We all accept the responsibility. The majority of guys on tour, obviously, are actually, you know, fit, healthy people. But, you know, this thing's changing every day, so we don't really know what that would look like. But I would see us being one of the first sporting events back. You know, we haven't really talked what it looks like yet, if it's middle of May or whenever that is. But I could see us doing it a lot easier than a lot of sports can.
I totally agree. I think the country would be starved for you guys to figure out a way to get that done, because I'm working in my yard now for 10 hours a day and I don't like that.
I hear you, man. I'm doing it too. I've been homeschooling my kids for the last, 6 days now, or 7 days. And I think every teacher in America needs a raise. They're about ready to kill me. I'm about ready to kill them. I don't have the patience to be a teacher. It's unfathomable you're going to be doing this next 2 months, because, you know, it looks like schools probably aren't going to go back to school this year, if I was guessing. So, man, I just, my heart goes out to every teacher in the country right now. I can't thank y'all enough for what you do, because I'm about ready to kill my kids. So it's a weird time.
Brent, that's going to be a really weird quote on Twitter later, Brent.
Yeah. Brant Snedeker, our guest PGA golfer. Is there a management council of players, or is there a group of players that the PGA would say, okay, these 12 guys or these 20 guys or whatever, and they'll reach out to a specific group for feedback on should we do this or not, or do they just kind of make decisions and then you find out about them?
No, it's very similar to every other professional sporting. We have a board of players. We have advisory council of, I think, of 16 players, and we have a board that we elect from there, four players and one player director that sit in all the policy board meetings with our external board. We have people who are outside the game of golf who help us kind of make strategic decisions going forward, and our commissioner. So we have four player advisors. We have four external board members from other walks of life, and our commissioner is a ninth vote. So we vote just like anything else would. So that's kind of how we make our decisions.
Brant Snedeker, our guest. I think for a lot of people, Brant, there are different things that have really made this hit home. But when the Masters was indefinitely postponed, I think that was a very real moment for a lot of people, because that's such a rite of passage. Even if people don't get to go to the course and experience, seeing those azaleas on TV and just living that moment, even watching it, that hurt a lot of people. And, you know, the thought of that tournament getting played at any time now sounds good to all of us, but might be strange seeing it in September or October.
Yeah, it's definitely. I definitely agree. I think when the Masters got postponed and canceled, I think we realized on tour, okay, this is going to be a longer-term thing than we were anticipating, just because, as you said, Masters is the spring. It kind of dictates summer to me. It kind of started in summer with all the beautiful flowers, and the golf course was perfect, and it's just kind of our, you know, kind of kickoff event for, like, really going into summer and really enjoying time away. Everybody kind of uses it as a get-out, in a sense, to really kind of enjoy what's coming in the summer months. And so, okay, there's people from all over the world coming to do that, to watch that event. So it just makes sense, you know, you're bringing people from all over the world into Augusta, Georgia. It could be a nightmare for them. So I get why I did it, and we'll see it hopefully this year. I mean, I'd love to, as weird as it is, it's still gorgeous in October. So I'd love to see at some point play this year. So we'll see how it all pans out.
Brant Snedeker with us on 3HL. Brant, looks like Phil and Tiger are working on another one-on-one deal. Is there a guy on tour that you would want to play one-on-one for whatever reason?
Oh, there's plenty of guys, yeah. Yeah, I love playing all those guys. You know, you name it, I'll shove and play them. There's a lot of guys that, you know, I love playing with Justin Thomas and Rory McIlroy. There's young guys right now that are playing so good. So I think TV, we're in a weird spot, right? Like, we need something on TV. I think it makes sense. Golf's the one thing to do. Very minimal people involved, so I'd be curious to see if something like that doesn't spin up. You know, because I know all of us on tour, we're all bored to death. We're not used to being home for extended periods of time, not being able to play golf. So I know guys are chomping to get back out there and play, but this is a very I don't think we've ever seen another situation like this in our lifetime. It's a very serious situation. Obviously, you see every day how it's impacting the world, how it's impacting the country, and now us here in Nashville. Obviously, it's growing fast. So there's a time and a place for everything. And I think right now is a good time for sports to kind of step away and make sure everybody's safe and healthy, give everything they can to stop the spread of this.
Well, everybody's got a rival. Seinfeld had Newman. Who is your Newman on tour? Like, that's the one-on-one I want to see.
Yeah, you know, I can't think of a guy that just drives me crazy that I would love to beat. I've been beat by everybody out there so many times. We all kind of playing together, to be honest with you. So I'd like to play someone to have fun playing against, who brings out your best. You know, I love playing Tiger. Obviously, last year, match play, I got to beat him. That was fun. He kind of brings out your best and you compete. I love playing against Phil, because he's going to give it to you nonstop. So you got to be ready to deal with the change, you know, of him kind of talking to you all day. And it's great. I love that aspect of it. You know, that's what people probably don't realize in that home with when we get on tour is we're still a Sunday kind of Sunday forcing at home with all your friends. You know, we love talking junk to each other, giving each other a hard time, talking about the time we beat each other. And still no different out there when we're playing each other.
I want to say, like, you and Ned Michaels live from McCabe. I want to see that live. Yeah.
I'm ready, you know, I got my carry bag on and walking off or climbing off. Put my bag and kind of step it around when I can get out. So it's you know, golf's kind of a nice respite right now for a lot of people. You get out there and walk 9 holes, stay away from everybody, and kind of feel like you get some outdoors time. And I think I can handle that. He can talk better than I can, but I think I can handle the golf course.
Well, I'll give him something to talk about on Global Golf Radio. Hey, Brant, we appreciate you taking time from garage cleaning and fishing and homeschooling. I did enjoy seeing the yardage sheets that you had found in your garage. Those were some nice tweets.
It's no telling. I mean, I've been doing projects at home, and I'm finding stuff from, you know, 20 years ago that I didn't know I still had. So, you know, I need to be playing golf. I'm finding way too much stuff to do around the house.
We all have.
Yep.
Well, thanks for the time, buddy, and we can't wait to see you and your fellow pros who are the best in the world back out on the course. It lifts a lot of people's spirits, and it's something that we enjoy, and we don't root for anybody any harder in this city than we root for you, man. Thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate y'all. Stay safe and keep doing all that while I'm home. So keep me entertained while I'm in my garage and all the stuff I don't want to be doing.
Brant Snedeker, the man. He's the best.
I was going to say, when Brent's like, okay, who's your rival kind of thing, I'm like, Sneds is too nice. Like, everybody loves Sneds. There's nobody dislikes him, you know? So he doesn't, like, have an enemy, right?
He's got a guy. He's got to have a guy.
Well, see, he's too nice to admit it or talk about it.
Yeah.